So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf cites a brisa. Tanu Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Afilu ketana shebehen lo inasas pchusa me'arbam shana. The Benois Lafchud were all at least 40 years old when they married because they waited for the most suitable match from their shevet. And the Gemara explains that they were nevertheless able to bear children because mikteich shetzitkani yishein nas lehenes ki yecheved. And as the Rashbam explains, they were permitted to wait because betuches betzitkas and sheas lehenes ki yecheved. Lekachnas akvu adarbam shana b'shvili nasi lahagun. Since the Bnei Slavchud were righteous, they were certain that they will merit a miracle like Yecheved, who at age 130 was restored to the beauty of a young person and bore Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gemara asks, "Lahalon manan hakasav derech gudulasan, v'kan derech chachmasan." In one pasuk, the Bnei Slavchud are listed in order of age, while in the second pasuk, they are listed in order of wisdom. The Gemara offers two explanations. Either this supports Reb Ami, who says, "B'yeshiva halach achar chachma, v'hu demaflik b'chachma." At a Torah gathering, an extraordinary chacham is seated first, even before a man of extraordinary high age. As the Melech Slavchad are listed there, chachmasin, where they come to discuss the halacha of nachla. B'mesiba halach achar zikna, v'hu demaflik b'zikna. At a wedding meal or other gatherings, a man of extraordinary high age is seated first, even before an extraordinary chacham. As the Benites Lavchot are listed derech gudulasan, where the Torah tells of their marriage. Or, Benites Lavchot shkulis hayu. The Benites Lavchot were all of equal stature. As the Pasuk states, Vatiyena havaya achas lekulan. Therefore, they are not arranged in any particular order. The Gemara elaborates on the halach of hasavas nachla. Like the Benites Lavchot, a daughter who inherited her father's estate because she has no brothers, if she marries a man from another shevet when she dies, her husband or sons will inherit this estate and it will be transferred to the other shevet. Therefore, the Torah states, "V'chol bas yireshes nachla b'matis b'nei Yisrael, la'echad m'mishpachas matyaviyah tili isha." A daughter who inherited her father's estate is obligated to marry a man from the same shevet as her father so that her father's estate is not transferred to another shevet. However, we derive from the pasuk Zeh Hadavar Shetziva Hashem, "V'leisisav nachal l'bnei Yisrael mimatal matav v'goymer, davar zeh lo yehi noig ela b'dor zeh." The exclusive word Zeh Hadavar teach that this isra applies only to the first generation that entered Eretz Yisrael, but not to future generations. Also, "Lavar m'mnoi Slavchad." The b'nei Slavchad were an exception, and this isra did not apply to them even though they were from the first generation. As the pasuk says, "L'tayv b'einayim t'yanu l'anoshim b'nei Slavchad hutra l'inosu l'chalashvatim." The Bnei Slavchud were permitted to marry a husband from any shevet. And although the pasuk concludes with "Achol mishpachas mati avim tiyena l'noshim," they should marry a husband from their own shevet, "Eitz ha'tayva hisiyan ha'kosav shalili nasu el l'hagin lehen." The pasuk merely gave them advice that they should marry the most suitable husband from their shevet. The Gemara cites two other mitzvahs where the word Zeh Hadavar are mentioned. However, they do not exclude future generations. Shchutei chutz, the prohibition to bring a carbon outside the Beis HaMikdash. The words Zeh Hadavar do not exclude future generations because the pasuk there also states L'dereisim for all generations. Hafaras Nedarim, the halachas of the annulment of vows, the words Zeh Hadavar do not exclude future generations because there is a Gzeir Shava of the same words from Shchut Yichutz that it applies to all generations. However, the Gemara asks, why don't we use the same Gzeir Shava to teach that Hasavas Nachla also applies to all generations? The Gemara answers that regarding Shchut Yichutz Hafaras Nedarim, the Gzeir Shava is needed for other halachas, therefore we use it L'dereis as well. However, regarding Hasavas Nachla, there is no need for Gzeir Shava from Shchut Yichutz regarding other halachas, therefore Lishtik Kro Minei V'Anoyedana Del Derisu. The Pasuk should not have mentioned Zeh Hadavar at all, and it would be self-understood that the Isra applies to all generations. Why then did the Pasuk need to mention Zeh Hadavar? It must be to teach Davar Zeh Lo Yehi Noig El B'der Zeh. The Gemara now elaborates on the Gzeir Shava of Zeh Hadavar regarding Shchut Yichutz Afaras Nedarim, which is actually Machlekes Bechame Ubisil. The pasuk of Nedarim states, "Veidaber Moshe al Rashi Amatz Labnei Yisrael Leimar Zeh Hadavar Asher Tziva Hashem." Moshe Rabbeinu informed the heads of the Shvatim of Parshas Nedarim. The pasuk of Shchut Yichutz states, "Daber Laharim Valbonim Valbnei Yisrael V'marta Aleim Zeh Hadavar Asher Tziva Hashem Leimar." Moshe Rabbeinu informed the Kehanim and all of Klal Yisrael of the Isser Shchut Yichutz. The Beis Hillel say that the words Zeh Hadavar are Gzeir Shava, a comparison in which both the words Rashi Amatis and the words Alaharan Valbanav Abnei Yisrael are applied to both Nedarim and Shchut Yichutz. Therefore, regarding Nedarim, the pasuk of Rashi Amatis teaches that Hafaras Nedarim biyachid mumcha. An expert Talmud Chacham can nullify Nedarim by himself because Rashi Amatis k'siv, Nedarim were told to Rashi Amatis who were each a yachid mumcha. And the Gzeir Shava from Shchut Yichutz teaches that Ataras Nedarim b'shlosh adyotis. Even three laymen can nullify Nedarim because Aaron Avana v'chol Yisrael k'sim. Nedarim were told to everyone. Regarding Shechut Yichutz, the pasuk of El Aharon V'Albana V'Albnei Yisrael is understood simply that everyone is liable for Shechut Yichutz. And the Gzeir Shavav, Zehadavar teaches that from Rashi Amatis we derive Sheyesh She'ela B'Hektish. A Chachim can nullify the neder of Hektish retroactively. Therefore, as the Rashbam explains, Egloi Milsu L'Mafreyer D'Lahava Hektish Me'alim. The animal that was Nishchat P'chutz was never a carbon, and as a result, the person is Potter. However, L'Beis Shammai, D'Amar Ein She'ela B'Hektish, less lo Gzeir Shavav. According to the Beis Shammai, who hold that a neder of Hektish cannot be nullified, as stated in the Mishnah Masechtas Nazir, Beis Shammai Ibn Hektish toes Hektish. Even the mistaken Hektish is valid, we must say that they hold that the words Zehadavar are not Gzeir Shavav. Therefore, regarding the Darim, Zehadavar teaches that Chacham Mater ve'im Bal Mater, Bal Mefer ve'im Chacham Mefer. A Chacham can nullify a neder only by stating Mutterlach, but not Mufarlach, while a husband can nullify a neder only by stating Mufarlach, but not Mutterlach. And Rashi Matzah teaches that Hataras Nedarim beYachad Mumcha. However, the halacha of Hataras Nedarim b'Shloisha Hedyotis is derived through Smuchin from the adjoining pasuk in the previous Parashas Pinchas, which states Elu Tasla Hashem b'Me'adechem. The word Ela is an exclusion which teaches that Me'adei Hashem tzrichin Mumcha. Then Parashas Nedarim tzrichin Mumcha. Nedarim can be nullified even without Mumchin. Shloisha Hedyotis are sufficient. Regarding Shechut Yichutz, the words of Zehadavar teach that for Eifes, a carbon of birds, ala sheikhin hu chayiv vein chayiv ala moilik. One is only liable for Shechut Yichutz through Shechita, cutting the bird simanim, but he's not liable through Malika, severing the bird's neck with his nail. As part of this discussion, the Gemara brings a braisa, which cites the pasuk regarding the Isra of Achilas Kachim Betumah, a tummy person may not eat from the karbonis. The pasuk begins with Emor aleim l'deri seichem. Emor aleim refers to La'is Na'im Mal Har Sinai, the others, the ancestors who stood at Har Sinai. L'deris Seichem refers to Eluderis Habayim, the Banim, the future generations who were not at Har Sinai. And as the Rashbam explains, this is a source for all of the mitzvahs that they apply to all generations, unless the Pasuk specifies otherwise. The Braisa explains that the Pasuk needed to mention both Avos and Banim, because Sheyesh Ba'Avos, Masha'im Ba'Banim. There are some mitzvahs that apply only to the Avos, but not to the Banim. For example, the Isra Hasavas Nachla, which applied only to the first generation that entered Eretz Yisrael, but did not apply to the future generations. V'yesh Ba'Banim, Masha'im Ba'Avos. And there are other mitzvahs that apply only to the Banim, but not to the Avos. For example, all the mitzvahs that apply only in Eretz Yisrael, such as Trumas and Maisus, applied only to the future generations who entered Eretz Yisrael, but not to the generation that died in the Midbar. Therefore, the pasuk teaches that the Isra of Achilas Kachim, Betumah, and all other Isurim apply to both Avos, Ubanim, Lidairis, to all generations.